Okay. Tash is nodding. So I have to read it out. And this is somebody who sent in a changing track. And it goes like this. So this is your changing track. A few years ago, I was the star of one of the most popular and successful TV shows on television. Life was good. I spent my days fighting aliens, saving the Earth, and using a series of complex mirrors to try and peer into Billy Piper's dressing room. I was adored in the streets. People who I'd never met before would approach me and say things like, "Excuse me, have you got the time?" Or, "Do you know the way to the nearest public lavatory?" But I know that they were really trying to say, what they were really trying to say is, "Are you the sexy TV Doctor Who actor David Tennant? Can we have your autograph?" And the answer was always the same. "No, I've not got the time to be scrawling my name on people's possessions," which was ironic given that I was playing a Time Lord. But then, at the peak of my success, the BBC replaced me for a younger and arguably less attractive model. Without my TV role to keep me afloat, I was forced to carve out a living in the theatre, which, as everyone knows, is the place that actors reluctantly go when they're no longer wanted on telly. But there was one thing that kept me going, like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day, a piece of gold in a lump of granite, an ad break in OMG with Peaches Geldof, and that thing was the Joe Wiley Show on BBC Radio 1. I'm not a thing. How I loved taking the road trip with you, how I adored listening to the live lounge, and how I yearned to hear Spellstar. Quality feature. But most of all, I look forward to hearing your beautiful voice, a voice that exudes warmth, knowledge, and an occasionally filthy laugh. So you can imagine my horror and dismay when I learned that your show, the one thing I live for, was being taken away from me. That you were leaving BBC Radio 1 to be replaced by a ginger Welshman. The news hit hard. For days I could be found curled up in a fetal position in the corner of my house, sobbing at, like Gwyneth Paltrow in an award show. I did not write this. Where would I get my fix of Johnny doing the games news, Gemma doing the fashion, or Natalie doing the showbiz? I was a wreck. I spent weeks in mourning, constantly wiping streaming mascara from my now withered still sexy face. I thought I would never recover. But then I heard some news that would prove to be life-changing. No, the telly people hadn't called up to say they wanted me back. It was better than that. I heard that despite leaving Radio 1, Joe would be moving to Radio 2 for a new show between 8 and 9.30, Monday to Wednesday. Thursday as well. This news was a lifeline to me. Not only was I able to get my fix of Joe, I was able to get it three nights a week and on a station that plays music by people I've heard of. It was a joyous moment, and this song perfectly captures how I felt when I heard this life-saving news. This is the song. Listen, it's quality music on the show. I'm not playing any rubbish. Right, so that changing tracks belong to... Hello, caller. Who are you?
Hello, Joe. It's
Hello,
David.
David Tennant. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
I'd just like to point out, before the Daily Mail regurgitated portions of that as fact, that I didn't actually write it.
No, Matt Edmondson apparently wrote that, so it was...
Sure.
That was
clearly, the whole stuff about me being in mourning is plainly true.
Yeah, absolutely, and not knowing what to do with yourself and having to go to the theatre and everything.
But Joe Wiley is leaving Radio 1. I'm a bit worried. I think it's a bit like the Ravens leaving the Tower of London. I suspect the walls will crumble when you leave the building.
I think so too, probably. Yeah, listening figures are going to go plummeting downwards. It'll be...
They'll be switching off in their millions. It's all over.
You reckon? How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I was thinking of you because I've seen you a couple of times now do these things when you've had to do stuff under emotional circumstances. And you always do that thing of going, "I'm not going to cry. I said I'm not going to cry." And this morning I thought, what would David do?
Well, sometimes the emotion just gets too much. Are you going to cry today?
Probably by about 4 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Very perky at the moment.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Have they let you play whatever you like today?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, everything. Excellent. Except that aqua track, which I'm not playing. No, I'm playing what I liked. I played what I liked yesterday, and it's great, and loads of surprises. And you're a lovely surprise. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't want to miss this. It's a historical day.
Oh, you've been on the show so many times.
That's not me saying you're very old. That's not what I'm saying when I say that.
All right, backhanded compliment. Thank you very much indeed.
You've been nearly there nearly 20 years, haven't you?
Right, shut up. You don't have to go on about that. It's fine.
I mean, you were 10 when you started.
That's absolutely right. That was.
Yeah.
No, but we've had some good times, and the fact that I've managed to get Doctor Who on this show as many times as I have just makes me the happiest woman alive.
Oh well, listen, it made me always very happy to come in and be part of that.
Yeah, obviously Christmas was better.
Christmas Day, that was it. That was the stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. We co-presented. That was great.
Yeah,
that's very good. Right, listen, I'm going to let you go. And any baby yet?
Oh, we don't talk about that on the radio.
Okay, we don't talk about that, sorry. Okay, fine. I'm just wondering, I'm worried about your sleep pattern. That's all I'm worried about. Lots of love. Take care then.
Lots of love. Good luck.
See you then.
And you're the best.
No, you are. Take care. Bye.
See you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Foo action on the way.